the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A remote part of West Virginia is wrestling with gentrification. Located next to the Monongahela National Forest, small towns in Tucker, Barber, and Randolph counties attract retirees and recreation visitors. It's a needed boost with the decline of coal jobs there. But Daily Yonder contributor Taylor Sisk says artists and entrepreneurs drawn by a low cost of living are feeling a pinch.
So it's been a real boon for the economy, but now these same artists are finding that it's getting to be too expensive for them to live there.
Much of the area is off limits to housing development because it's part of the federal parkland, and some locals object to adding Airbnb accommodations. But Sisk says most of those he asks say they welcome the change.
We want it to happen. We want people coming in, but it's going to require oversight and probably regulation.
The local Woodlands Development Group must walk a fine line to advance economic opportunities, their latest project being revitalization of the historic Tygart Hotel in the town of Elkins. To get the care they need, trauma victims in rural Indiana might have to go to metro hospitals. But one nursing student with lived experience is determined to change that. Janie Ikeri has more.
Leslie Kopp, a nursing student at Kentucky's Frontier State University, grew up in a family with domestic violence. She says after graduation, she wants to help survivors in rural Indiana, where small hospitals lack trauma centers.
There's not the right care and resource for that. And also training individuals and other providers on what to look for.
Kopp plans to use scholarship funds from the Pat Tillman Foundation to get a doctorate and build a network of trauma centers in places like her hometown.
My goal is to start with one and plant it in an area that's the widest area of no coverage.
I'm Janie Carey.
Off-roading wheelchairs now mean better access for those with disabilities visiting Minnesota's state parks. The Department of Natural Resources expanded its all-terrain track chair program so those with mobility issues could explore designated trails with robust battery-powered devices.
State parks, national parks were built in a time when these barriers weren't necessarily considered.
The department's Jamie McBride says the chair's triangular tread wheels, like those on an army tank, means riding trails no longer takes an ATV or 4x4, and everyone can go.
So they were able to explore the trails as a family rather than having somebody have to stay back at a campsite or a picnic shelter.
In addition to Minnesota, Colorado, Georgia, and others now offer the souped-up wheelchairs. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.